Welcome back to Simplified Spaces, the podcast where we clear the clutter from our homes and minds, one meaningful conversation at a time. Today, we're diving into a golden rule, a habit so simple, yet so powerful, it can actually keep clutter away for good. Sounds too good to be true, right? Stick with me. Let's start with the root of the issue. Clutter doesn't build up overnight. It sneaks in slowly. An unopened mail here, a shopping bag on the floor, that shirt you tried on but didn't fold back, and before you know it, your peaceful space starts feeling chaotic. Research from the Princeton Neuroscience Institute found that the physical clutter in your environment competes for your attention, resulting in decreased performance and increased stress. In fact, studies also show that 80% of what we keep, we rarely use. So if we know clutter is draining us, why do we still struggle to keep it away? The truth is, not having a system is the real problem. And here's where the magic comes in. The one habit that keeps clutter away for good is this. Put it away, not down. Yep, that's it. Not glamorous, not revolutionary, but life-changing. It's the habit of intentionally putting things back in their home the moment you're done using them. Sounds easy, right? But in reality, we're usually rushing between work, meals, kids, or just trying to get through the day. So that bag gets tossed on the chair, the keys land on the counter, and the dishes, well, maybe later. Imagine taking just 10 seconds to put something away instead of down. Over a week, that adds up to hours of cleaning you won't have to do. It's not about working harder, it's about working smarter. Now let's talk about how to turn this into a real routine. First, assign everything a home. If it doesn't have a place, it becomes clutter. Create a home for your keys, your mail, your chargers, even your random hair ties. When everything has a home, returning it becomes automatic. Second, set reset rituals. At the end of the day, take 5 to 10 minutes to reset your space. Tidy up your desk, put the dishes in the sink, fold the throw blanket, and these small resets prevent big messes. Thirdly, make it a family habit. If you live with others, share the room. Put it away, not down. Even kids can join in. When everyone's on board, the load is lighter and the space stays calmer. Next up, be intentional with what you bring in. Decluttering is easy when there's less to manage. Before buying anything new, ask, do I need this? Do I have space for this? Be a gatekeeper of your home. And lastly, celebrate your clean space. Light a candle, play music, admire your tidy counter. Positive reinforcement builds consistency. Let your home reflect peace, not piles. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. And the habit of put it away, not down, creates momentum. Momentum that transforms not just your home, but your mindset too. So the next time you're tempted to drop something on the table, pause, breathe, and put it away. That one small action, that's the beginning of a clutter-free life. If this episode sparked a shift in your thinking, share it with someone who's ready for simpler spaces and deeper peace. And don't forget to subscribe to Simplified Spaces, where clarity begins one habit at a time. Until next time, I'm Mansi Kapoor, and remember, the smallest habits often create the biggest transformations. Thank you.